Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Wow. Great to be here again. Good to see all of you, especially the first-year students. The last time I was here, you were not here. Can I hear a shout from all first-year students? I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All my friends outside, you are part of the service, so stand to your feet and let's pray. Right after that, you can take your seat. It's a joy to see you always. Always, anytime we come, it's a joy. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Father, thank you for the blessing and the privilege to be here once again. Your people are here to hear your unadulterated word. I pray that the heavens will open. Your people will receive an impartation of your spirit. Christ will be revealed into our space and circles. He will become Lord of our lives. I bless you for the great work that the chaplains and the leadership of this great school are doing, helping, shaping the destinies of these amazing leaders. I bless your name that the heavens are open. I come against every satanic order in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way, prevail among your people. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Somebody clap. Give God the glory. Can I hear you scream? Hallelujah. Akaka. Good to see all of you once again. I am not new to this place at all. Before I came last year, I had been coming. So I thank God for all of you. It's going to be an exciting night. Say amen. I won't take too much time, but it's going to be powerful. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I would love to read something beautiful before you take your seat. Just wanted to... It's exciting. Mr. Chaplain and your team, thank you. The Lord bless you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Good to see you. Amen. All right. Let me read a portion of scripture from 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, right after the scripture, then you take your seat. I will begin from verse number 13. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 13. The Bible said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse number 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard, learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. Now when you look at verse 15, the Bible said, and from your childhood when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the Bible said it is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction. Hallelujah. Would you want to have it to you? But I love the part that says that verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly finished unto every good work. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. Clap your hands unto God. I remember the first time. Can you check that speakers if it is coming up? Check out for us. Listen if that is. The first time I came here, that was the time I had the privilege to speak to. No, it's fine. If it is coming, it's fine. If it is out, it's good. Thanks. I had the privilege to speak to a cream or a group of people who are now amazing, blessed people. One of those were Uncle Ato. I had the privilege at the time he was a student. I had just finished school myself. But I had the privilege to preach here. And he was one of the people that I preached to. One of the amazing men of God I also had the privilege of speaking to, who was also a student of Accra. We were so blessed to have all these amazing guys, you know, coming through. Now, anytime I come here or any school, we have been to so many secondary schools. Anytime we are in any secondary school, I see the opportunity that I'm not speaking to students. I am speaking to the next generation. You know, in this room right now are the next generation of presidents, ministers of states, entrepreneurs, if you believe it, it shall be so for you. Somebody receive it. Yeah. In the next 10 years, 10 years is too far. In the next 5 years, 5 years from now, some of you will be in very high influential places. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. In 10 years, most of you seated here will be married. Yeah. In the next 10 years from now, most of you seated here will be owners of companies, owners of factories. Yeah. In the next 10 years. In the next 10 years, if I should seek the opportunity to see you, I will have to see your secretary. Yeah. What do you tenahona amen and can be and grow for nejinshra? Hallelujah. In the next 10 years, most of you here will, if I come to your house, if I come to your mansion. I will see in your carport Rolls Royce, Bentleys, Ferraris, Maseratis, Aston Martins. Receive it. Yeah. So I am speaking to the next generation of masters and leaders and owners and significant controllers. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. So what these amazing teachers, facilitators, instructors are doing is that they are helping you to carve a niche for your destiny. They are helping you. They are trying to put you on the pedestal. Obia Oko, a very high upland stage. Those people must be very careful the kind of choices, the kind of decisions they make now. Right now, we are building the foundation of great things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is why there are so many certain things that if you bring into the foundations, it becomes the little foxes that destroys the vine. So, Most of you here are really going to, when we talk about anointing, we are not only talking about anointing just to preach. Apple or Microsoft is of the devil. Nobody can tell me that. If the devil creates something that hallelujah. Good. Good. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Nobody, it is only this generation that believes that you can make it without time. This generation, I'm not addressing you. I am now addressing the entire generation. This is the only generation that believes that you can make it without process. You can make it without preparation. This generation believes you can make it without education. This is why so many people are sleeping in coffins, sleeping with mad people at cemeteries, because they believe that if they join Illuminati, they can be popular overnight. This is why occultism is on campuses. This is why the only generation that believes is my generation that believes that you can make it without faith, without God, without Christ. The Bible said from your childhood, when you know the scriptures, it is able to make you wise. That means that the power of the scriptures has the potency to make you creative, innovative. It has the potency to do that. Hallelujah. The power of the gospel has the potency to, you know, bring a person. So me, I'm not shocked that technology is migrating to another sphere. Artificial intelligence is taking over. There are many things that are coming that will replace artificial intelligence. Wisdom will increase. Knowledge will abound. The power of the word of God is going to, you know, abound. And so anybody that rejects God and rejects his grace, when we talk about God, we are not only talking about religion. We are not talking about church. We're not talking about it is God that makes kings. It is God that makes presidents. It is God that makes leaders. It is God that makes influence. It is God. Somebody shout, God! Yeah, it is God. It is God. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18, it is God that gives power to, or wisdom to get wealth. It is God that can make somebody a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire, a quadrillionaire. It is God that can be able to do that. Yeah, it is God. And I am talking about somebody seated here believes that God has the ability to pick you from the miry clay and lift you up and put you upon the rock and announce you and let the whole world know that he, God, has made you. God is able to lift up somebody who is a nobody and then make a brand and a name out of that person. This afternoon, I declare in the name of Jesus, I see your God coming through for you. You believe it, somebody shout, hey! I'm talking about God. His ability and the things that he is able to do. I mean, when I look at from the first century, even right up to the 21st century, all the people that rose up in opulent significance and relevance and did something very great for their time and for themselves and generation and posterity. Guys, I'm telling you seriously, it is God that was able to, you know, put that brain in the head of Nimrod to build the Tower of Babel. At the time, nobody had built anything significant like that. It is God that is able to give ability. So when I see people disdaining God, talking blasphemous, you know, there's no God, the Bible is fake, and all that, the Bible said it is the foolish fool. Psalm number 14, verse number 1 to 14, that says there is no God. When you make what Paul, look at all the people in this room. We are all black people, but we have shades of blacks. Nobody resembles anybody in this room. We all have unique voices and unique tongue print. That doesn't amaze you. We all have a fingerprint different from everybody. Every one of us seated here, God has been able to create, you know, all kinds of different levels of knowledge and wisdom, insight and revelation in all of us. Some will be doctors, others will be surgeons, others will be presidents, others will be businessmen. I'm telling you, God knows that there are some seated here who will be footballers. Others will go to Germany. Some will go to Italy. Some will go to America. Some will be in Ghana. Some will be in Dubai. Some will be in Saudi Arabia. God knows your end from the beginning. He knows where you will be. So when you reject God, if you reject God, you have rejected your future. Serious. But nobody seated here can serve. The Bible said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. Therefore, if anybody walks with God, I love it when the Bible said that Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. In other words, arrange in all places. You can walk with God. When I saw young people blasting in tongues, singing, leading praises, you know, did you know the joy it gives us? Because the devil is making it increasingly so that destinies will be destroyed before they become. Yeah, and so when I saw young people singing, dancing, celebrating because they love Jesus, oh, that is a joy. That is a joy. That is a joy. Guys, whilst we are here, I tell you, the enemy is trying to divert so many attention. So many attention. Now, the enemy's attention is going to all kinds of things. Fast money. I want money now. That's what it's going on. I want money now. There are people seated here already that they check some nation. Which nation be that? Which connection be that? Sakawa is already in motion. There are people here who already belong to cults. Occultism. People are already chanting. Ube school sa ube chanting. And ye wo omu e di trumu, trumu. Trumu! 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 Serious! Yeah, one way did Trumu! Yeah, Tia, it will be Trumu, I crow! The things that are happening in places, you have no idea. Obi on my own little places of Newbury, but I be in the true man. And one thing, There is no way a person. What I am talking about is to have a relationship with God and his Christ, so that when he is blessing you, he will bless you into generations. Your house will be blessed. Your parents are blessed. Your siblings are blessed. Your wife is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your future are blessed. And after you, generations after you shall be blessed. That is what I'm talking about. Somebody shout, hey. Yeah. Agraka. The truth is that God will always give an opportunity for people to be able to know him. This is why we sing songs of worship. We lift up his name in praises. We give him the glory. But when a man, I love it in Proverbs chapter number 31 and verse number 1 downwards, where the Bible, it was Solomon's mother when he realized that the boy had ascended the ascendancy of his throne, ascended to the throne of Israel and Judah. The Bible said that she began to advise Solomon. And then he said to Solomon, don't give your strength to women. Don't give your strength to women. Don't, I don't want to be a fan. Akaka. Don't give your strength to women. And for one day, Emma. Well, people are what did them are open my serious. Yeah, who bet you? Me say, Emma. And for one day, Emma. Advice number one, Solomon's mother gave Solomon. Minimum were but tons, but open ma. Who's your baby child? The chick be fine. Child, the boobs and the bars and the child, me, I feel the chick. What down, mommy, as I saw you, they feel the chick.
Solomon
Kobisa. The Bible said that David was 80 plus. King Solomon took the throne when he was only 16 years old. He reigned for 40 years. In other words, Solomon's total age was 56 years. Himba!
You want to live long?
Pono. The things we did for people on top, sister, it will be common.
Emma.
Huh. Hallelujah.
As I mean, you can walk with God in the light of His word, in the light of Christ. Total repentance, being born again. The Bible said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit, washed in the word, washed from all kinds of filth, corruption, lust, iniquity, sin. You ought to be cleansed from all the rudiments of this world. And only born again. How can somebody be born again? You are in school and already you have impregnated somebody. Hey. Asombe ye shirof. Emma. SHS 2, SHS 3, one you move it. Akraka. Emma. Hallelujah. Since I came into this room, I never believed that anybody here can be intoxicated with alcohol. Ogoglo Agba, Whitewater, Blue Gate. Minyin nise wo biya wo ha, o shi ri. Ri. W-E-E. Ri. She may be any shellio. May be any shellio. Oh, sorry. Maybe I'll go and talk to Laboni and Accra girls. Maybe I'll go and talk to them. If I am in February in Susu, Mwamoti, I mean, this will be a bit Marian in Yasheto. When we react in a patsadi, garin milk. You see me, Nino? When now we are Christopher, more call heaven. Me by a mini miso be our hour and masturbation. Enya moa. Hallelujah. If a person wants to live long on earth, there is something that characterizes the person. And that person always, when you see the trademark or the hallmark of that person, is blessing. Blessing can be attracted. You can attract a blessing. I can lay hands on you and you will be blessed. I can pronounce a blessing upon you. This is why we say, may the Lord bless you. Bless you, sir. This is why we say that. But there are also things that a person can do and be blessed. The first thing is to give your life to Christ. Automatically, blessings begin to come upon you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Number two, when you honor your father and your mother, you will be blessed. The Bible said this is the first commandment with a promise. In that, when we say your father and mother, we are not only talking about your biological father and mother. Your teachers in this school has become your parents. Yeah. Yeah. Your father and your mother. Hallelujah. Until when a teacher corrects you and you just say, oh, we've come up for there. Instantly, the heavens are closed. If it is not a blessing, it is a curse. And this is why I tell people that if a person can lift your hand and slap your mother and your father, unche, unche, unche. Yeah, unche. Listen, I don't care how complex your parents are. I think that they have done well by bringing you to this level. Yeah. They have done very well. Now, I will tell you why. Because I go around secondary schools around the country, I went to my hometown and saw people at your age. They were going to the farm. And I was asking, are you not in school today? St. Peter's is in my hometown. And I was asking, and these guys were on the road to St. Peter's. My house is near St. Peter's. I'm asking these guys, you should be in school by now. He said, we didn't have the opportunity. I said, but free SHS is here. He said, no, it's not about free SHS. Back at Krayenibi. Ubi anywa wato gari ni asijire ti. Ukwa, ekom nebeku. I'm saying, ekom begu and say, anopa yididi free, ana. Ewi ya yididi free. Udi anza kotina sinesi ya diye. O si diye wabite ube kodiye wabite so wensa kodade wako ubi niwa. And then I realized how important if your father is alive, if your mother is alive, if not your father or mother, your uncles or whoever is taking care of you, that person is a blessing. That person is a blessing. This is why the Bible says, honor them. Honor them. This is why so many people, when they become very successful and significant, they build houses and name it after their father, after their mothers, you know, or whoever took care of them. Their grandparents, they do that. Now, let me wrap up by telling you this. I have known so many buildings that are named. Most of the cars and most of the fashion brands, their names are names of people. Names of people who did something significant. Mercedes-Benz is somebody's name. Rolls-Royce is somebody's name. Henry Ford is somebody's name. And these are people who did something significant. If you honor your parents, nipanwa wo shewo no, I was driving through airport area and I saw a building written, the Grand Oyemai. Oyemai Rekwampem. His children built a structure and put his name on it. They are honoring the memory of that particular person. This is why we put monuments and put the big six. Yeah, their names on it. We put a home museum or a mausoleum and put Nkrumah's name on it. J.B. Dankwa on it. Padmo on it. Du Bois on it. Because they did something significant. Never forget what your parents or whoever is taking care of you. Never forget what they are doing for you. If you want to attract blessing. Yeah. Or you can clap your hands. Yeah. Yeah. Number four, fear God. Fear God. If you fear God, you can't do it. There are many things in life that if you fear God, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Most of us are street people. Me, I'm a ghetto boy. This is why I keep taking the, oh yeah, I'm a ghetto boy. Whom yeah, I was preaching one day, somebody saw me and said, oh, it's a cell phone. But I'm trying to tell you, if a person fears God, they can never do certain things. It is what for Christ or Jesus did not you no crutching. I dear be on my. You can't do that. For example, blood covenant. Gay idiot. I'm mad you are new. A cracker. A dear be or her, Usrunya mea untimin. So Usrunya mea untimin would school you all. Enko jamo. And send would school. Emma. No, Usrunya mea re utombia in ye. A person that fears God. Christ lives in your heart. The Holy Spirit lives in you. I dear you, I wouldn't mean it. I'm telling you, you can't do it. The fear of God will put you in check. And whilst you are doing all this, you are building a solid foundation for your future. When you are nobody in life, all the things you did in the dark, nobody will know. But the moment you become great, she will emerge. The child you neglected, they will appear. All the people who were your gay partners. They will all appear. Pa say a tea. Now I say George, did you know? I didn't say George and who I would did you know? Now I say George couldn't know. What kind of life is that? You fear God, you can't do certain things. If you fear God, you cannot do certain things. Say amen. Oh, if they want to come and listen, it's fine. Let them come. It's okay. Sylvester, I'm a person who tells you, I'm a person. Hallelujah. If you fear God, listen, all of us here, when you are a junior and you come to school, I believe in discipline. The experience of you going through school life, boarding house life, it toughens you, it strengthens you, it helps you. But some people are too wicked. Some people are too wicked. Some people are too wicked. Show me any more bonasum. Obibe bo bi etiaka. It will not be in this school. Where we are school. Wakotasa, sibi wo baby. You are trying to build a house. Langard be bow asumwa when ni sube demuja. Walai langard the best shoe wasuma mamuja to when is. Hallelujah. Ubitimima will be kneel down for 3 hours whilst the person is sleeping. Senior man is sleeping and this guy is still kneeling crying. Whatsoever a man soweth. I don't know how it is. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. I am not saying that we all went through the process. When you were junior, you served senior. No, it's okay. It's part of the experience. But don't be wicked. You can't do that. Yeah. Number four. Listen to this. God is a jealous God. And so the Bible said, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and him only shall you revere. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and idols. You can't be in Christ and still be in occultism or Illuminati. Let me tell you, I don't know whether the last time I came here, I shared this story with you. I know a young boy who was living in my area when I was living in Tantra Hills. This guy was a very lovely chap because when he was born, I saw him. And I mean, he grew up lovely young man. Then he went to this secondary school first year and joined a group in that school. And they wanted blood ritual money. They jumped the school wall, went out, traveled out to a place in Kutonu. I mean, they left Ghana. Ne mami tifi nim se o abesku. And so we cut on. And then they went for Sikedru. And then they told them, okay, you will be rich, but one of you will die. They were five people. One of you will die. They said, we don't know which one of you will die, but one of you will die. They said, we accept it. We accept it. But the money will come for only 3 years. They said, we accept it. Accept. When they returned from Kutonu and came back to the school, the next day, the guy I knew did not wake up. When they lifted the guy, Ashoman Estate, there is a community hospital be there. They took the guy there. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Afunle. Then some small money started trickling in. Small money. And then they bought Toyota Camrys, Corolla, and then they left school. And you know, Charlie, when did they go? It didn't take long. These guys went and befriended their friend's mother. Their friend's mother became their girlfriend. Generation could do too much. Lancelot, I am not joking. It is chill with your dead friend's mother. They said the money was going to come for 3 years. 1.5 years, trouble started. One went mad. Two had an accident on the spot. Dead. This one was running helter-skelter. He withdraws money from the bank. And the moment he comes out of the bank, the money turns into papers. Ordinary papers. Then he decided that I will travel. So he made some few documents and traveled to London. Went to Zone 1. And went to Hilton Hotel. Was sleeping on his bed at Hilton Hotel. When he woke up, Nick Billingbe, he was at Newtown. No, I'm telling you a true story. On the floor in front of Malata shops, no? Market, no? Shops be wearing him. In front of the shops. A hona saka wanibi jane toye. Oh, when you're a Hilton bed in central London, I die like a goat. So I'm talking to all the people that are here. Sir, please listen to what we are saying so that it will be a blessing. Don't rush. Don't rush. Sir, what Jesus said, Bruno, went to man talk to you as a Camry. Chale, yadi schedule ene schedule no me ku schedule no me nkwa mi jibia schedule no ibegu me drew up me se me pe the latest 2023 yacht she schedule ni begu Satan no obehun su obi abegi schedule. Yacht to imagine in the fleet. 2021 model, 22 model, 23 model, up to 2023 model. Falcon, you know Falcon? The plane. Meji fleet, you know? Fleet 1, 2, 3. Ubeba airport near Tro, Udru 1. It's the same time no abe unu so obi abe ji schedule. I feel when it comes to the cars, all gold plated. Rolls Royce Ghost. Rolls Royce Ritz. Rolls Royce Phantom. All customized. Odro 1. Then I come to Bentley, Bentley Continental, Bentley Flying Spur, Continental GT, all gold plated. Then I will come to Maseratis, and then Aston Martin, DBS. Then I will come to the Bugatti. I don't know how many names are. If you cast bow, but some now will be on so be a bad schedule. The good schedule, no. Well, could be, and all you had was a Camry. Take your time in life, go through your studies, be serious with your books. The Bible said there is time for everything. There is a time to play. There is a time to learn. I'm telling you, this is an opportunity. Don't mess with it. My prayer for every single gentleman in Accra Academy is that when you write the WASI exams, 8 A's. 8 A's. Then you will go to Legon, UCC. KNUST, Central University, Cornell, Yale, Cambridge, Harvard. Yes. Yes. Be serious with your books. Obi onumwa ye ni abria Yesu ade na fe na Jimmy. Hallelujah. Be serious. Let me talk to you about the next one. No matter what you do, get wisdom. The Bible said, get wisdom in all your getting, get understanding. Be wise. Be a smart guy. Last but one, the anointing makes the difference. When I say anointing, I am not only talking about preaching. It takes an anointing to become a politician. This is why all the politicians who are not in Christ, they look for power somewhere. Because you can't just be an ordinary politician. People are looking out to kill you or take you down. So you need the power of God on your life so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. So you need fresh oil on your head. I mean, all the places where I have been, every significant person I have met, flying business class to first class, it took the anointing to take me there. In recent time, all my flights in business class and first class, and I'm not saying this to boast, but telling you what God is able to do, were all free tickets. People paid for the tickets. And it was the anointing that did that. When Reverend Eastwood Anaba comes here, everybody here will be excited to meet him because of the anointing. When Apostle General Kranchiankra comes here, you will all be excited to meet him because of the anointing. When Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah comes here, you will be excited to meet him because of the anointing. When the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyameche, comes here, you will all be excited because of the anointing. Yeah, the anointing makes the difference. When Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete comes here, you will be excited because of the anointing. When Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams comes here, yeah, you will be excited because of the... When Reverend Elvis Achiman comes here, you will be excited to share the link because of the... When Prophet Joshua Selman comes here, you will all be excited because of the... Everybody here needs anointing, but you cannot put an anointing in a contaminated vessel. The vessel must be clean. And the only person that makes a person clean is Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. He's the only one that makes a person clean. This night, my prayer is that before we leave here, the unction of the Spirit of God will come mightily upon you and make your studies easy and make your life easy and bless and prosper your parents. So that it will help you to fear God and walk in the ways of God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He is the giver of the anointing and the Holy Spirit. How many people are ready for that tonight? Stand to your feet. Wherever you are, please. I will beg you, stand to your feet. Outside, everywhere. Mr. Chaplain, the next time I come, I would love us to go outside so that all of us can be in one place. So that all the guys outside, I can see all of them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Your two hands are lifted wherever you are. Before we receive the anointing this particular evening, I want us to pray to rededicate our lives to Christ. Wherever we have gone wrong, may the Lord forgive us. We rededicate our hearts to the Lord. The Bible said he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believe in his name, he has given us power to become children of God. Can you open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord? A man was on the cross and told Jesus, remember me. When you come into your home, Jesus Christ. Lift your voice, everyone. Lift your voice, everyone. Lift your voice, everyone. Come on. Come on, lift your voice. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Rededicate our lives to Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Rededicate our lives to Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Can I hear you? Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, if you can put your two hands on your heart, we are asking the Holy Spirit of God to fill us. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place with one accord like this. And suddenly there came a mighty wind. And the sound from heaven as of a mighty rain, wind, it filled the place where they were sitting. Wherever you are, lift your voice. We are asking the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Living God. Come on. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Come on. Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God. Come on. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Tiada Badako, Rada Gadadato, Tia la 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 Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hold it 2 minutes. Lastly, we want to lift up prayer for fresh anointing, fresh fire. Listen, it takes even the anointing to learn. You will call the anointing grace. Grace. But it is unction. An anointing can come upon a person and the retention will be too much. He can retain everything. You teach, everything will be retained. The unction, the anointing can come upon a person and they will do amazing things. Now, I am not only talking about anointing for studies. There are people standing here who are next generation prophets. Next generation of miracle workers. Power will flow through you. Immediately after this prayer, the glory of God will fall in this place. Whilst your two hands are on your heart, somebody tell the Lord, anoint me, Lord.
Anoint me.
Now begin to pray in the name anoint of Jesus.
Let
your
grace
be upon
us.
Anoint
me. Let your grace be upon us.
Holy Ghost. Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, there is a move of God coming down now. There is a strength of God. The power of God is coming upon you now. Holy Ghost! Can I ask you to lift your two hands, please? Can I have our ushers, Akraka, to help me? All the protocol gentlemen, come and help me. Let's sing the same song you are playing. The power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing for anointing for me. Come on, anointing for me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall. Sing about the last time. Anointing. Oh, follow me.
Anointing. Follow me.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me.
honor. Therefore,
your two hands are lifted up. In the next 3 minutes only. Only 3 minutes. Spirit of the living God. The glory is coming down.
Holy Spirit, take control. Take control, Holy Spirit. Take control, Holy Spirit.
Spirit of God, follow me. 1 minute more. God will touch some people in this place. 1 minute more. Spirit of God. Touch. 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 Touch.
Oh, Salavelevelevekota. Reveal if it's a time. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I reveal if it's a time.
Hallelujah. Amazing people. Let's pray for them. If you are sick in any part of your body, I command healing into that part. You are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Hold it 1 minute. Hold it 2 minutes. Anybody in this place who has been having nightmares, I come against all those demonic dreams. I silence the voice of the adversary. I come against the spirit of asthma. I come against the spirit of ulcer. Sickness is a spirit. And I'm speaking to them right now. I come against the spirit of sickle cell, anemia. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devil on every side. I come against the spirit of epilepsy, any demonic spirit that the enemy has entangled the people of God with.
Jesus.
I silence the voice of the adversary. Receive healing. Receive deliverance. Receive victory. In Jesus' name. I declare that the power of God will rest upon you throughout your lifetime. In the name of Jesus the Christ. May the Lord favor your parents and favor you as never before. I commend you all to the Lord and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the sanctified. You are favored, you are blessed, and never the same again. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You will not hear bad news. I pray for the leadership of this August school. I pray for the headmaster and his team of facilitators. I ask the blessing of God over teaching and non-teaching staff. May the Lord bless them and protect them from all evil and bless their families. May the presence of God remain upon this campus. Evil is not permitted here. May this campus be better, the house of God, in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Thank you. I know 5 o'clock is our closing time, so I am within the time. A school is supposed to be a disciplinary institution. And so I will not go beyond that time. Amen. Pick up your offering. Let's give our offerings before we go. Pick up an offering. I declare in the name of Jesus, you will never run dry.
The grace of God will be your portion as never before. In Jesus' name. Before we start, Mr. Chaplin, you and your team, I'm grateful, says. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Akraka. Akraka. No, no, I can't hear the blow like the masculinity. Akraka. God willing, next time I will see you again. The Lord bless you and keep all of you. I will see you in the name of Jesus. Remain favored, remain blessed. Are you clapping?
There are things that God can do, but also things that are limited to mankind. Lifestyle have taken people into situations like that. Therefore, there are things that are within the domain of man. The human beings can do it. Those things are not the reason why we are here. Sit down, and then you will know that there are things that only God can exclusively do. Go back and look at the blessing that God blessed Isaac and Ishmael. If God wants to work with you or work through you or work for you, you will have to be in position. And one of those positions prophetically is seriousness. The reason why we are here is because there are things that only God can do exclusively. Only God can do them.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.